Yeah, now you're going to hear some stuff.
Right.
We all love crime shows, right? They're
like
the number one shows, right?
Yep.
You can't get enough of them.
Nope.
Ouch. Patrick Piccarelli is a former New York City detective. He's now a private investigator and says he's never seen a case like this in all of his years. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for what you do.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So tell us about this case. What makes it stand out to you?
Well, we've got a woman. Her name is Christy Caggiano, C-A-G-G-I-A-N-O. She's a female, 52, lives in central Pennsylvania. She's got mental problems, bipolar. She's delusional, but she knows how to plan and escape. I mean, if she was on Alcatraz, I think she would have gotten out. She decided to leave the first time about 5 or 6 months ago. She got in her SUV and just drove. And I'm assuming when she ran out of gas, which was somewhere around Princeton, New Jersey, she stopped and decided, well, that's where she was going to stay. She had no idea where she was. She didn't know anybody there. She confused someone's home with a restaurant. She went in asking for her if they had taken her reservations. Completely delusional. But that time she took her credit cards, which she used, and she kept her cell phone with her, which she used, and she was easy to track. So she was back home almost as quickly as she left. This time, which was February 18th, she planned her escape, I believe, because when she left, well, she took her credit cards and she took her phone. When she finally reached her destination, and I don't believe she had a plan. I believe she just headed east. And when she got to Midtown Manhattan, she pulled her SUV in a garage, parked in the top level, which was the roof, left her credit cards, left her, well, she took her phone with her, but she didn't take the charging cable. She had $500 in cash. That was it. And we all know how long $500 will last in Manhattan.
That's right? A hot dog.
Probably about an hour and a half. Oh, yeah, absolutely. She made some calls, which helped in our quest to find her. But the phone didn't last very long. It lasted about a day and a half, and it died. And since then, her family naturally has been trying to find her. While it was easy the first time, it's next to impossible this time. She just has the clothes on her back. I'll describe her, and I sent you a flyer. It's also on our website. I'll give that URL momentarily. But she's 52 years old. She's 5'5", weighs about 110 pounds. She was last seen in all black. She's got a long black North Face winter coat, black exercise pants, and black sneakers.
Hard to find in New York. Everyone wears black.
Seriously.
Yeah, along with black masks, so you really can't see their faces.
Right.
You know,
like
it's mime. Very difficult to find. Well, I've got some experience. I was on the NYPD for 20 years. I kept my contacts. I know the area. I sent one of my operatives to talk to the police and everybody else. We tried the Port Authority bus terminal. We tried speaking to homeless people who took us on a tour of the subway tunnels. I mean, we went everywhere, Penn Station. The Port Authority bus terminal does not allow homeless people within the building. Penn Station does. And there was hundreds of them. And it's like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Did any
and
of them
at this now?
Have any of them think that they came in contact with her?
Well, yeah, we had a handsome cab driver in Central Park that swears that he saw her three times. But, you know, when anytime anybody says that they've spotted somebody I'm looking for, I asked the witness what the person was wearing. You know, it's easy to look at a face, which is small, in a sea of faces, and say anything you want. But when it comes down to the clothing, if they don't know what they were wearing, I sort of look at the description with a jaundiced eye. You know, they're trying to help, but they're hindering more than they're helping, because if we believe what they said, we'd be concentrating our efforts in Central Park.
Were you hired by the family to find her? What's your interest in this case?
Yes, we were hired by the family. They dealt with the police, the NYPD, of which I am a former member, so I don't want to cast aspersions on the NYPD, but That said, thousands upon thousands of people go missing in Manhattan every year. The Missing Persons Bureau, contrary to what you may see in the movies and on television, does not actively look for people. They just don't have the manpower. A small army does not have the manpower to look for the people that vanish in New York. What they do is they take a report, and they'll make primary phone calls. They'll call hospitals. They'll call the morgue. And that's it. If the person crops up somewhere, gets arrested, comes to the attention of the police in any other manner, missing persons is contacted, that's how they work.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for a long time. What's your gut telling you?
Well, we have a problem. When I was looking at the phone dump, we looked at all her Google searches, the phone calls she made. One of the Google searches, which she did three times, was the Manhattan Bridge. Now, that's not comforting. The Manhattan Bridge isn't anywhere, well, it's not within walking distance of Midtown Manhattan. So if it's about 2-3 miles away, maybe a little more, if you're Googling that, you have a reason to Google that. And it could be she could have been contemplating suicide. That said, I dug a little deeper, and it seems that for the past several years, she has been donating quite large sums of money to a televangelist. I don't have a high opinion of televangelists, and I don't think many people do, except for the poor souls that fork over their life savings to them. This particular televangelist is named Creflo Dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R, and he claims to have churches all over the world, when in reality, he rents existing churches whenever he's going to hold a service. He's got two in the metropolitan area. One is in Brooklyn, not too far from the Brooklyn side of the Manhattan Bridge. So there's a possibility that she was looking for directions to the Manhattan Bridge to walk over the bridge and go to this guy's church. The other church is in the Bronx, which is a hike. If you don't have a car, and she doesn't, and I'll get to that in a minute, I doubt she would go there. Let's get to the car for a second. The police met the family there. The family got involved before they decided to call a private investigator. Went with the police officer to the roof where the car was parked, and for some reason, this detective said, okay, take the car back home to Pennsylvania. This will draw her out. I didn't think that to be good advice.
Right.
This is her only safe zone. I mean, she's going to run out of money. Who knows what kind of problem she's going to have on the street. You have a lot of street savvy people around that area, if you know the Midtown area around Port Authority.
Oh, man, how many times, like if you had a dollar for every time someone showed up on a scene and did something stupid, how rich would you be now?
Oh, yeah, not a place if you're one of the uninitiated to be hanging around there. My feeling was that if the car remained in place, eventually when she got desperate, if the weather turned bad or she had a bad experience in the street, she would go back to that car for shelter. Well, the car is no longer there.
Hey, I got to hit a commercial break here, but this sounds like you got your hands full. This sounds like the ultimate needle in a haystack.
Seriously.
Retired New York City detective Patrick Picciarelli is on, and he's got this case that's fascinating. Tonight, you're going to be talking about it, right?
I'll be talking about it until people get tired of listening to me or we find her. One of the two.
I don't works.
You're doing a podcast tonight with Gianni Russo?
Well, he and I started the podcast. I wrote Gianni's book, Hollywood Godfather, My Life in the Movies and the Mob. We started the podcast, and we talk about all kinds of topics. But tonight, yes, we are. We're talking about Christie. On the website, which is the Hollywood, which is HollywoodGodfatherPodcast.com, we have a flyer with Christie's picture on it. But, yeah, we'll be talking about it extensively.
You know,
we find her. And that,
Go ahead.
It's a, like you said, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. We could pass her on the street and not know it. Yeah. Or we can be in a location where she was, leave for 5 minutes, and she could pass that way. Very difficult. The longer this takes, the more frightened I get that harm has come to her.
Yeah, I give you a lot of credit because this is one of those. I think that you know, this is probably going to end on a sad note. But if you figure this one out, this is a Netflix special. No, it's a mystery.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I know it's a human life. But yeah, it is. People are intrigued by this, and we want to know what happened. It's a mystery. So I want to have you on every week. Or, you know, a lot. Because there's about 18 different things I want to talk to you about. Before we go, tell us about, in like 2 minutes, the case you're most proud of cracking.
God, there's so many. If I had been prepared for this, I would have gone through them all. I've been in this business for 30 years. I'll tell you the most interesting.
Okay.
And that would be working for Donald Trump. I worked as an independent, as I normally do. I wasn't his employee. But what I'm about to say is fairly well known within certain circles. I'm not telling anything out of school. Mr. Trump, in addition to his other attributes, if you can put it that way, he's rather ethically deprived. He does not pay his contractors. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but he never paid the people who built, who designed and did the glass work, marble work, chrome work in his apartment in Trump Tower. They've been suing him for 30 years. He didn't pay me. And after I had worked for him, I was approached by another Trump family member who wanted me to do a case. And this time I asked for a retainer, and the person got very upset. And I was told that it's an honor to work for the Trumps. And I said, well, I've already been honored to the tune of getting stiffed for $8,000, and I'm not going to do it.
My ass hurts from being honored by you.
Yeah, no more honoring. I can't walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had numerous cases over the years. You know, we can talk about them in the future.
Yeah, we'll give you a little bit of heads up. But, you know, there's always that, like, one piece of evidence where everybody thinks it's this person, but your gut tells you it's this one, and then it, you know, like TV show moment.
Yeah. Exactly. Right?
So you lived it. All right, so we're going to link up to your stuff on our stuff, and then we'll get you back. And thank you for your service as a police officer and a detective. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, Patrick Picciarelli, former New York City detective, private investigator, working this amazing case now, and they'll be on tonight with Gianni Russo trying to figure it out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.